You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms. Facebook, YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Watch, drop your comments, and we'll take them. Let's start with the Vanguard newspaper. Page 11 of the Vanguard. Lagos commences evacuation of beggars, miscreants.
This is long overdue, and I hope this is not just huffing and puffing and not blowing the house down. The number and kind of beggars that you have on the streets of Lagos has been mind-boggling. You know, very, very worrying. Little kids, you know, and women. And apparently, it's an enterprise. Mm. I remember in Sule once, there was a gentleman who lived in Agege. He would come as early as 5:30 in the morning, then change into beggar uniform and go back later in the evening. It turned out that he had two houses in Agege. Yes. So apparently, it's an enterprise. And also those who have physical challenges, some of them are very gory. In the days of Fashola, he swept all of them off the streets, and we hope this will also happen. I'm sure you've seen them.
Yes.
Usually with
yes.
elephantiasis yes. and this and that.
All sorts
and so on.
Of, yeah.
Horrible-looking things. Yeah. Now, I don't know how the government is going to handle that of miscreants, because you haven't been able to handle that of the Okada riders. And somehow, they not that Okada riders are miscreants or whatever, but they create the same nuisance. I don't know how the government is going to... Look at your highbrow areas, too, for example. Ikoyi, Victoria Island, name it, Lekki. You have... you can say have a large size of the population of that place that roams around at night that have no residence in the place. Unoccupied. It's a big job that Mr. Odumosu has been given. And to be very honest with you, I doubt very much if he will succeed in this. Reason being, the government doesn't seem to have the willpower to get this done. You get a lot of rhetoric. As we speak, Okadas are plying the Eko Bridge, they're plying everywhere with impunity. And what you do get day in, day out are excuses. You know, and this fear, this government seems to concentrate its getting voted for rather than getting the job done. It's always about, if we move against these people, it will look as if we're moving against certain parts of the country and therefore, we might not get votes and so on and so forth. We call on the government, make that sacrifice and let us clean up Lagos. There are if you drive around some areas at night, you see markets springing up. You don't need to be told that these residents, these people in this market don't live in these areas. The markets are springing up and they're expanding. You know, in dark areas. And that, what does it do? Of course, criminal intent. Just as I was driving, it was as if I knew this was going to come up. I was saying to myself this morning that as I was driving to work, I said to myself, I live in a country or in a city where close to about 70% of the people around me cannot be accounted for. But when I'm in Europe, I know that almost every individual around me can be accounted for one way or the other.
Yeah.
Which is very sad.
Spot on.
What do I mean by this? If somebody commits a crime in Lagos, once he's not caught at the scene of the crime, lo and behold, he's gone. It's the other way around. And you know, when you want to aspire to become a megacity is not just about buildings, which was the quarrel I had with the previous governor when he talked about it. So it's not about monstrosities and buildings. It's about the culture, a culture of discipline, a culture of accountability, a culture of safety, where both the citizens and whatever feel safe to say, I'm in this place, nothing untoward is likely to happen to me. Therefore, anyway, a special team has been set up to tackle this menace frontally. The operation of this special team will commence in the next few days. We'll see how it's going. The task we are undertaking, it's the commissioner for, it's Dawood that's speaking now, is not only to sanitize our society, but also to restore dignity of this set of people and so on and so forth. So a committee has been set up to do that. The head of the police would be part of that. And we will see how far it will go. We keep our eyes on the ball. I have my doubts, I must say. And in saying this, I make a challenge to the Lagos State for you to erase that doubt and say he was speaking nonsense. I'd be glad for that to happen.
Yeah. Well, Coyote on Facebook says, Lagos is full of miscreants. How on earth will last mile officers allow commercial vehicles park and pick passengers on BRT lane, of which that is the only road available since construction going on Lagos Abeokuta Expressway, Ikeja along National Airport bus stop. Help tell Governor that he's not doing anything to curb Lagos traffic issues.
Well, the feeling you get is that, to be honest with you, those who have been given the job to enforce whatever seem to be on an all-time low. They have now virtually become beggars, saluting last mile officials, saluting you at every junction, hailing you, telling you to beat the traffic light, again, malotin, you know, stuff like that. The morale is very low, and the government needs to do something about that. Lagos is gradually becoming a lawless state, to be honest with you. It's gradually, just, was it 2 days ago? Today's Thursday, we were talking about miscreants collecting. I hope this is part of what the task force is going to do. I'd like to be able to drive along CMS and nobody pops up on me, you know, or is harassing the damn fool or Okada rider for money. This culture we need to nip in the bud because, look, it's enriching some people. And before you know it, you know, politics in Nigeria is also about money. Before you know it, some of your policymakers might jolly well be sympathetic to the schools from which they graduated, if you get what I mean. So let's keep our eyes on the ball. Let's keep our eyes on history.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that pans out.
We're going to start with the Vanguard, page 8 of the Vanguard. APC schedules LG congresses for September 4.
Yes, APC, the two parties actually have no alternative than to let democracy prevail in these parties if they don't want wahala, to use the local word, if they don't want any problems ahead. So therefore, the APC says that on the 4th of September, they're going to have their congresses. Now, the way these things work out, I think, I'm not a professor emeritus of politics. I wish I could put a call through to the vice chancellor of the University of Politics. But he's not around, he's in the UK. That's a joke. The way it works is that all aspirants are going to strive to get a hold on these congresses because that is where the power lies.
That's right. That's right.
That is where the power lies. They're going to strive very, very strong to make sure that they get a hold because that's the control of the party, really. And we will see how this goes. So September 4 is a date to mark on your calendar. Or let's just say September 6th, when the results start coming in, it might give you an indication of who the flag bearer of that party will be. Now, what they have also done is you have to buy forms if you want to contest. But if you, they say physically challenged aspirants are to pay 50% of the prescribed fees. And I wonder what the argument is. The fact that somebody is physically challenged doesn't mean he's not a normal person. So why should he be paying 50%? If you think that the money is a bit too high, why don't you scrap 50% for everybody? I know a number of physically challenged people who don't want sympathy. They just want their rights. They don't want to be, you know, put aside. Say physically challenged people, like the Nigerian attitude sometimes, once somebody is physically challenged, you want to give them money. What? No. So I don't know what the argument is about both female and physically challenged aspirants who are to pay 50%, but it's their party. Yeah. They have a right to that. But I think there's a bit of insensitivity in it. I have loads of friends who are physically challenged, and you know, in fact, they'd be aghast at if you now told them, no, they wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
We need to change our attitude to physically challenged people. Indeed,
I think it's wrong in both ways. By the society not caring enough to take care of them,
yes,
and then by our understanding of being physically challenged as well, it's completely wrong.
It's wrong, and you know the funny thing, Sharif. What I usually say to people is, you can't escape that appellation until the day you die.
Yeah,
you know, because it can happen in a jiffy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It can happen. It can turn around.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Right.
In a jiffy. Right. Until of course, on the day you die, then you. But well, according to Fela, even if you die, dead body they get accidents. So dead body get accidents. Yeah. Wow. All right.
Let's take a look at another story here on the same page. This one says, beware of products advertised on social media, NAFDAC warns.
Sheriff, did I ever mention this?
What's that?
this, especially on Instagram, now you got to be very, very careful.
What's that?
About products that are advertised.
Okay.
All kinds of games are played. Mm-hmm. And that's NAFDAC is actually now warning you that you need to be careful of some of these things. I remember that I bought a laptop table that just wouldn't stand. Even before you put laptop. It was very frustrating.
A table that cannot stand.
It was very frustrating. I felt so sorry for Philip. I didn't feel sorry with parting my money, but he was the one who had to keep going to call somebody. At the end of the day, we threw it away virtually.
Wow.
But that, thank God that's furniture. I also remember trying to order some food from a vendor. You see, these things are well presented in the social
that's
media.
Right. That's
so when
right.
I said to him, it's I don't want it delivered. I'd like to pick it up. Then the story changed, at the end of the day, I had to cancel the order. Reading down the comments, I saw loads of people.
Yeah.
Listen, avoid buying things on the social media. Whether even the designer,
If you can,
avoid unless things that you know from places that you know.
Yeah.
Also remember that it is a haven for fraud.
Yeah.
Remember, you're going to use your card.
Right.
Also remember, it is a haven for fraud and you have to be extremely careful. NAFDAC is warning you seriously. Because they had to destroy some fake, substandard, and unwholesome products worth about 2.4 billion naira. My own table, I wish I could add it to the table that I bought. You need to be very careful.
There are genuine online
definitely.
Traders. I always say to people, look, don't pay before service online. If you have to patronize anybody, make sure that the person brings the goods to you. You certify it okay before you pay. And most times, if they are not recognized businesses, do not pay with your card. Have your cash ready.
Ready. I mean, people have ordered black shoes and gray shoes, sure. People have ordered shoes size 45.
Right.
Okay, the shoe has 45 written on it. But only a small child, only a toddler can put his feet in such
imagine
shoes.
That.
Even some of the so-called designer t-shirts that you buy and so on and so forth, you better be careful. That's good, but food, you got to be very, very careful. It says, the NAFDAC boss lamented that regulated products such as cosmetics, ladies, cream, these creams that you buy, be very, very
careful.
And there
are many online.
Be very,
there are
very
many,
careful.
Many of them online.
The creams, especially, be very careful. Yeah. Somebody as dark as Sherif and I look at us very fresh,
fresh, shiny, black.
If you use some of those creams, pardon Ibonio,
straight
overnight. Lamented that such as products for enlargement of bust and buttocks. I don't understand where this is coming from.
People have different priorities, anyways.
Yes, but what's enlargement? So the NAFDAC is warning you. They say, we are calling on members of the public to please help us stop this. People with platforms should not allow this to be on their platforms because people who are gullible are falling victims. Those are their targets. We have medicines too. So, buying, they tell you that if you take this drug, it will do this or do that.
Yeah.
Sex enhanced.
Wonders.
You've got to be very, very careful.
Well, that's been
very,
said.
Very, very careful.
That has been said. Please. Heed to it if you can, if you must. I think that you should actually. Let's go to an editorial here on page 18 of The Vanguard, celebrating General Bangida at 80.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of packaging in the last 1 week when the general turned 80. The issue of the general is on what side of the divide that you are. So it's neither here nor there. But they say here that Babangida ran a liberal and inclusive government. That, yes, I must say, that all parts of the country were comfortably accommodated. He was good at that. He was very good at that, balancing and so on and so forth to a large extent. And I must say that he had also had a good, a cabinet, very good cabinet you could. You had Ransom Kuti for health, you had Bola Ajibola for law, and not Bola G. Akinyemi for international affairs and so on and so forth. Yes, that was nice. And they said that this he did through his creation of states and local governments and spread of course, creation of states also had his own political, for example, the composition of Delta states still baffles everybody. It baffles me till now. But that's the story of another day. He's also credited with moving the seat of power from Lagos to Abuja. which I must admit, I think he did in a rush because of security concerns, but he did it anyway. And then apart from ending the scourge of military coups, Babangida's foreign policy focus brought prestige to Nigeria. I don't know about that, but that's my opinion. On the flip side, though, Babangida was criticized for running a government that shed much blood, with dozens of alleged coup plotters executed, more than any other regime. He was also accused of recklessly spending the 12 billion. For you younger ones, during his tenure, we got a windfall.
Yeah.
God for windfall of $12 billion. $12 billion, and he was accused
at that time.
At that time, $12 billion.
At that time,
a windfall.
Yeah.
And he was accused of recklessly spending it. And the Vanguard says, pioneering the culture whereby leaders retire in great material comfort. This is Vanguard. Vanguard also says, Babangida made a lot of enemies, but there is no doubt that he's much loved by a lot more Nigerians. I don't know how they got that, because he never stood for election. He left the legacy of intelligent and strong leadership with a human face. He remains a father figure and the main issue in Nigerian history. Yes, I don't know about father figure, but I think it's a main issue in Nigeria history. No way you talk about history and they wouldn't
without
talk about
mentioning him.
The Vanguard wishes him a happy birthday, and I think we wish him a happy birthday on Tuesday. So, but we can repeat it.
We can repeat it.
We can repeat it, yeah.
I'm not repeating it. I've said it before.
I've said it before now. Hey, calm down.
I've said it before. Like I'm not repeating it.
Every time you wear this shirt, that is it. You always come up with a bad one. Calm down, Sheriff. Calm down.
Page 27 of the Vanguard has a story here. It says, well, not a story per se. It's talking about the value of the Naira. Naira depreciates to 518 to a dollar in parallel markets.
You remember last week it was 515? Now it's gone to 518. The question is, for how long will this go on a downward spiral? And what exactly are we doing about this? By the way, we still haven't gotten a reaction from the CBN governor about having his birthday, what was described. I wasn't there. Nobody knows. The rumors say it was a lavish birthday party attended by top guys in the industry and so on and so forth. We still haven't gotten a reaction from the CBN governor. And we think that if that reaction never comes, then it means that there's very little regard for what the public hear about such things. A simple one-sentence denial would do, or a simple 2-3-4-sentence explanation would do. But to ignore what happened is significant. It's significant. And in the face of what one would call a dwindling performance of our economy, it's significant.
Mm-hmm.
Public officers must have regard for the public. We employ them.
Right.
And therefore, right, we have the right to ask. We haven't said specifically that it took place, but please, can you explain to us if it took place, under what circumstance, and what really went down? But here you are now. It's gone down to 518. Something that was one time 1-to-1, whatever it was, has now gone down over the years.
I was having this conversation with a couple of colleagues, I think last week or so, and they were telling me the value of Naira to the currency in Niger, I don't know what it's called, and then in Ghana, in Kenya, and I was telling myself that, look, it's almost a matter of time before Nigerians start relocating to neighboring African countries, go and settle down and do business, because the value of their currency there compared to our currency here, that is fast dropping.
You're late. Look at but for the strong resistance they got from the Ghanaians, would have flooded that place. You're late. I mean, we have Nigerians who own universities in Benin, have schools in Ghana, have businesses here and there outside. Because the country, look,
what is happening to nobody? Our
nobody can. Nobody can. We've had all kinds of economist theories by economists who, unfortunately, have been mopped up by government. They've been sucked in, because once you become part of government, you can't lend your voice. I mean, we missed, for example, the counsel of a man like Bismarck Rewani at a time like this, but he's now in government. You understand? He's in government. Got some appointment as whatever it was.
I mean, economic team.
Yeah. And I think that even the economists themselves, finally, they will soon admit that they don't understand. Babangida, when he was president, said so. He said something to the effect that he just didn't understand how resilient the country was in spite of all this. I mean, all these things are going up, but income is not going up. Salaries are not going up. So what do you have? Poverty, poverty, poverty. And in the midst of all this, now comes the news that of this that happened. Symbolically, it's not good.
Whatever you think that you have in the banks, before you know it, it's
gone.
It's
what I used to buy in cartons in the good old days of Levendis and Kingsway,
yeah.
I now buy in one small paper bag with the various supermarkets that we have. You can no longer. There was a time, I remember, in the 80s,
yeah.
I used to buy things in bulk. Buy a carton of milk, carton of this and that. Ah, God bless my grandmother, Elijah Wawu. She would drink her tea in a large bowl, yeah, with a tin of milk. Yes, just give it a gash with a knife.
Yeah.
And empty one tin of milk. And gradually, the standard of living now is so, so poor.
Mm.
So, so poor. And let me advise you, for those of you who tend to eat out,
yeah,
you need to be very careful. I'm hearing all kinds of things. All kinds of things.
That, yeah.
Yes, spice up, because what they're trying to do is they want to keep the quantity and the price at the previous one, but they can't do so. What do? You now compromise on what goes inside, what goes into the food, the kind of pepper that is used, things to sweeten it up.
Yeah.
So you need to be very, very careful.
Mm.
Very, very careful.
Someone says here that Nigerian Naira is, his name is Employ Me. He says Nigeria's Naira is no longer powerful in Cotonou's CFA, and Ghana Cedi is now stronger than Nigeria.
I don't know. He probably doesn't know that the Naira used to be very powerful way back in the UK. The moment you get out of Gatwick Airport in those days, you find people harassing you for Naira. Now the tables have turned.
It's a shame, really. Let's take this one here from the Nation newspaper, page 4 of the Nation. How I Have Lived with Diabetes for 35 Years by Obasanjo.
Yes, and I thank him for this. There are loads of people with diabetes who either don't know or are living in denial or don't want to admit or feel stigmatized. I don't know. We feel stigmatized about it. If you have a little gash on your pinky finger, sometimes when I come out and say, oh, I've had this, I've had that, how you don't let people know now? What is it? I mean, I'm diabetic. I'm not the best example of diabetes.
What's the shame in saying that? I
don't understand. So go get your sugar level checked out. Very simple, whatever. And please do it every year. As you move on in age, that's the campaign we want to drag from this story. And Obasanjo is telling you that I've had it for 35 years. You know, it's not a death sentence. Mm. It's not a death sentence. Obasanjo is almost, I think he's about 8. What's his official age?
I don't know.
Because Nigerians usually have 2 ages. Mm. So he says that Obasanjo, who disclosed that he was diagnosed with diabetes at age 50, advised sufferers, particularly children too, to maintain a good, healthy lifestyle. He says, if well managed, is not a killer disease.
Mm.
Okay, and it was a camp. Apparently, there were 21 children living with type 1 diabetes in the state. Mm. Do you know, it's just occurring to me that... it's also occurring to me that naively, somewhere in my, I never thought that children could have diabetes.
Oh, yes.
It's just occurring
most
to
people,
me now.
Actually, most people.
It's just occurring to me most that that you need to check out even children. You know, I was saying that if you're far gone in it. So I think that you need to have this culture of doing, medical once a year.
Right.
Once a year.
I agree.
Try and get medical done.
I agree. Well, we must go now. We have how many stories left? Like 3-4 stories left.
I'll treat those ones at 9.
Fantastic. But what's coming up at 9? All these stories?
All the stories.
Okay.
And we're going to have a short interview with my one who turns 72. It's not an easy age to be 70.
No, it's not. I know.
It's not easy.
I know.
Those who are moving closer to 70, they can tell you what life is like.
I mean, life expectancy is right there for everybody to see.
I think life expectancy now is about 55.
55.
So a lot of us are on overtime. Don't look at me like that. I'm not going.
You want to be going?
don't look at me. He was looking at me like, oh yeah, come and be going. I'm not going. Don't look. Don't give me that kind of
like, what are you still doing?
What are you still doing? About
this, you know, I lied. Thank you so much for coming.
Okay, Sheriff, we'll see you at 9.
We'll see you tonight, too. All right, I'm Sheriff Quadri. He's Jimmy Disu. Jimmy will be back at 9 on Daily Digest. But after the news, we'll talk about speech and language delay in children. As a parent, at what point should you be concerned? Join us again. We'll be right back.
You know that feeling when you keep downloading and streaming interesting videos, but your mind keeps whispering, continue, your pockets go here.
But not anymore. When you subscribe to MTN's affordable and reliable monthly data bundles, you will enjoy 10 gigabyte with just 3,000 naira and 20 gigabyte for 5,000 naira only. Plus,
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.